Good evening and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. Today is Tuesday, June 24th, and we're going to hear about a makeover for a Chattanooga music venue. Barking Legs was originally intended to be a dance workshop and performance space. Anne Law already had a long career as a dancer when she and her husband, Dr. Bruce Kaplan, moved to Chattanooga in the early 1990s. But within a few years, Kaplan and his partner, George Bright, began using the theater for acoustic music concerts. Since then, it's become a showcase for all forms of music, as well as dance and theater. The aging building has some problems, though, and so they're raising money to repair some of the more pressing problems. And like many rehab projects, it's growing into a much larger undertaking, as WUTC's Richard Winham discovered when he went over to Dodds Avenue to talk to Dr. Kaplan and Anne Law about their plans for the building.
When Bruce Kaplan and his wife Anne Law first began thinking about renovating the aging building on Dodds Avenue that houses Barking Legs, they had a fairly modest goal.
To give you an idea of how we thought when this project first was in gestation, Anne and I were thinking the total budget goal would be $20,000. And we met with the board, and they scoffed at it. They said, "This is ridiculous.
What are you doing?"
And
why?
So we together arrived at the goal of $150,000 to $200,000.
A big leap. But once Anne Law began looking at the possibilities, as with any renovation project, it made sense to try to raise as much money as possible. When they bought the building, it had been being used as a carpet warehouse. It's a big rectangular building without any internal support walls, but the original owners had carved it up into a warren of discrete spaces. Anne's plan is to knock down all the walls. Open it up.
You know that we're totally committed to the art form of improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's just put that up front, right? And so it is a constant work in progress. And in fact, my architect said, "Anne, don't you think we should sit down and really create the final roadmap?" I didn't return their phone call. So I'm now thinking, wouldn't it be cool to like literally take a saw, a concrete saw, and do away with just this one little art, you know, I mean, it's just a cosmetic ledge, and put the front door right here.
And standing in front of the plate glass window that faces the street. The existing front door, as you know if you've been there, is a single door in the front corner of the building. Adding to the awkwardness of the entry is the counter from where they sell tickets and serve food. It's only about 3 feet from the front door. Anne's plan is to move the front door over by about 6 or 7 feet, take out a space twice the size of the existing door, and use that as an entrance to a much enlarged foyer.
So what we'd like to do is, from this mark, is literally this will be a new wall, and this will be all open space here. So it gives us a chance to socialize more, gives us a chance to talk about the process of art making. It brings in the arts education element to our work.
It gives us a chance to drink beer before the show.
so this is...
Let's be honest here.
With that modification alone, Barking Legs will have a very different, much more open feel, replacing the tight, narrow foyer with an 850-square-foot room at the entrance to the theater.
And then, instead of going right through here and putting yourself between the audience and the performers, we're now going to...
You have a wall here.
We have a wall here.
With a door, I guess, right?
Until about... Oh, right in the middle of where the dog stands. And then that will be our hallway. So you'll have a direct hallway all the way through the building to get you directly to the bathrooms, to the audience.
So it will really improve the flow of people in and out of the performance space. And having a wall here, which will extend all the way up, will improve the the bleed of noise from Dodge Avenue and from and people who are coming in a little late, as well as light. So it's going to isolate the performance space much more effectively.
In effect, you've got two spaces with a walkway that's independent of both of them.
Correct. And one thing that in initiating this project, we heard a lot of people who love Barking Legs tell us about the things they don't love about Barking Legs. And one of them was having to walk in front of the audience to get to the bathroom, the difficulty getting out of the seats because the rows are so long, particularly if they need to get up in the middle of the performance, either to use the bathroom or they want another beer. So, yeah, a lot of this is, in fact, most of it's about really responding to the audience's needs and the vision for what will make people want to be here more.
Okay, so the main space essentially stays the same in terms of the size, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Though it will be much more flexible. That wall will also be gone.
The wall is effectively sort of a green room for you, right?
It's backstage space. Yeah. There's a small green room, but we're going to try to accomplish the same with curtaining, which is much more flexible. And studied this topic a lot before coming up with the design, we'll be able to cordon off areas specific to a given show. If we have a show where we expect a large crowd, which for us means 150 people, we open curtains, we use folding chairs, we use cushions on the floor, and we expand side to side. If we're expecting, which is common here, a small crowd, then we can bring the space in and it will feel more intimate. You know, we want a crowd of 20 to 30 to feel good rather than feel like, gosh, what are all those empty seats doing there?
And not only will what our goal is to make sure that our audience is more comfortable, but it also gives our artists a chance to experiment more in setting up a environment that's going to enhance their performances. It also gets them to inspires them to encourage thought about changing the role between, or the traditional role between, audience and performer. So as we move gracefully into the 21st century, I'm thinking that this is a great way of just popping up what we've always considered as the performing arts and really transforming it and shifting it around.
And you're going to do something with the chairs too, I think, right?
These are very old traditional theater chairs, and you'll find these chairs in the Tivoli. You'll find these chairs on eBay for about $375 in good condition, a chair each. So what we're sitting on are just some really great chairs that are just totally worn out. And I found a wonderful man who is actually a supporter of Barking Legs, supports the Bluegrass series here, and he has taken it on to reupholster our chairs. And he did such a phenomenal job, which Bruce and I really thought we were going to have to just ditch these seats, that we're going to have a permanent permanent seating right in the center with refurbished. He's completely redesigning the whole inside of the chair, of the seat. So we're just really excited about that.
But it will only take up the central portion of the space. So whereas now there are 80 seats, there will be 40. And then to each side, there'll be areas that are much more flexible. They'll allow us to do cabaret-type seating, to do, again, whatever's appropriate to the particular performance in terms of both audience size and the nature of the material. This is a very formal arrangement in an informal building. And there are times where I know, people will enjoy the performance more if they can bring their beer in, if they can sit at a table with friends. Now, that does not mean we will suddenly become a place where people talk during the show. I know from venues in New York that you can have table seating and still expect people to be quiet and respectful when the performance itself is going on.
It's an ambitious plan, completely reconfiguring Barking Legs, and of course it wouldn't be possible without all kinds of financial support. When the board determined that they needed between $150,000 and $200,000 to realize their vision for Barking Legs, Anne Law and Bruce Kaplan turned first, as have so many before them, to the foundations in town.
Benwood stepped in.
Okay. Did you, you went over
amazing.
To Benwood and made a proposal?
Yes, I made a proposal to Benwood. They just said, you know what? We know you. You walk the walk, talk the talk. We know you in here. And so Lyndhurst was just incredible. They came right in, too. And we've got a couple of other private foundation grants out there. A couple of private donors came in. And then we decided to go with, and they just literally just did a program on your show, you know, called Causeway.org. And we wanted to stay local. We wanted to really encourage people to say, you know, I think the days of giving to Red Cross, I don't want to say are over, but what I am saying is like, whoa, we've got so much that we can utilize right here in the city of Chattanooga. So I'm thrilled to death. I think Bruce and I are just really happy with our relationship with them and the support they're giving us. And in the month of June, what they've done is match. If you meet your match up to $10,000, they'll give you, they're supporting you with 20%.
Wow.
No, $2,000. So, I mean, we're so happy.
And you put money up yourself, right, Bruce?
Right. We agreed to match up to 10,000 of the monies that come in through Causeway, and we've put the first five in from our personal funds, and we're very close to the point where we'll put our second five in, and we're beyond happy to do it.
So what does that mean, Bruce? You mean you've raised, you've matched that first 5,000 already?
Yeah, we've matched the first five. What are we at? We're somewhere near 13.
I'm just saying, Chattanooga, we want your name on this list. And my gosh, if you donate $10, you're really donating $24. So 20% from Causeway and then another match from Bruce and I.
We've been, we live in our own little insular world, I guess. But we've been delighted and honored that people have taken it up. It may have seemed obvious to you and to others, but it didn't seem obvious to us that people would answer the call.
But that's why they do it, Bruce.
I think you're right.
All the details on the renovation and their Causeway campaign, which ends on Friday, June 27th, are on their website, barkinglegs.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.
WUTC 88.1 is a community radio station, and we want to hear from you. If you have ideas or story leads for Around and About Chattanooga, you can give us a call at 423-425-2224 and visit us online at WUTC.org.
If you're looking to grow your business or professional practice, consider underwriting on WUTC. It reaches potential new clients inexpensively in an uncluttered environment. Call Ken Dryden at 423-425-4364 for more information.
If you'd like to support WUTC by donating your car, it's easy, whether it's an older vehicle or maybe a classic car that you've been having trouble selling. All you need to do is call 855-WUTC-CAR or donate securely online at WUTCCAR.org. We'll take care of everything else.
That's it for Around and About Chattanooga. Thank you all for listening. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Stay tuned for evening music.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.